Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork. But somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule. Automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
What the heck is going on with all these promotional popcorn buckets? The giant shorts that all of Gen Z is wearing now? And whatever the heck Hyrox is? I'm comedian and certified hater Matt Bellassai, and these are the types of questions I'm demanding answers to on my podcast, What the Heck with Matt Bellassai. Listen or watch every Thursday as I rant about all the internet trends, pop culture stories, and personal mayhem that makes me scream, What the Heck? Follow What the Heck with Matt Bellassai wherever you get your podcasts.
You talk about Lane Kiffin.
Right.
I think some Penix fans are like that. They can rationalize anything. Oh, we knew he was hurt. I mean, what's the big deal? Oh, we knew he wouldn't be rushed back.
So this is the gap year then that I told you about.
Exactly right. Right. Him not playing in the preseason, it's not a big deal. What are you guys worried about? I mean, you out there are rationalizing everything when it comes to Michael Penix.
Right, because he's your guy. And that's cool. I don't have a guy right now because I don't know who's the best quarterback for this team.
Jack Frost.
In Strand We Trust.
Frost, baby. Come on, man.
This strand was made for you and me.
Just saying. The only reason why I say this, guys.
We strand together.
I like that. Is because if this is truly about, hey, we're going to play the best guy who's played the best in the preseason and has played the best, blah, 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 blah. Well, he's the guy. We shouldn't even be having this conversation, but we are, and it is what it is. 404-726-0929. I can't accept, Mike, all the
rational explanations. Dukes, he's only been cleared for 2 days. What are you worried about?
Look, he's going to get out there. If you had your plan, and apparently you knew Stefanski, and you got Cunningham's cell phone, and you're chatting with these guys, and they say, oh, no, he's going to be week two. Week two, Penix is out there. Look, we don't know where it's at. We're guessing. We're going to have to wait and find out. But I just, you know, when you're dealing with the most important position on the field.
Say that again, please.
The most important position on the field. And now I just don't want us to be what the Miami Dolphins became after Dan Marino retired, which is they're off in the weeds for two decades trying to find their starting quarterback. And we have the refuse of that search. Yep. Now is our, sorry, bad way to put it, but Tua is a guy that didn't pan out after giving him that big contract. So that's where you can go when you don't have the man. And I don't want to be that team because you're lost. You got no shot. The Jets have been that team. They've gone in runs since Joe Namath and after Ken O'Brien, after Boomer. They go for decades without having the quarterback.
You're
the
right.
Jets.
You're right.
I mean, that's why they're one of the worst organizations in the league.
No, it's true. And look, most people think the Jets are going to suck again this year. They're going to be right back in the draft. Probably Aaron Glenn gets fired. And all of a sudden, Mike, they get their franchise quarterback and maybe they start winning. But it's been a disaster for those organizations you mentioned. We're talking about this because, again, Michael Penix will not play. That announcement coming from Kevin Stefanski, the head coach of the Falcons, today on Friday. And it's a little bit deflating not to take anything away from the other starters who are going to get work. Great, get the work in. But this is the one guy that we need to see. This is the one guy out of everybody else. Don't need to see Nick Folk kick field goals, okay? Just don't. Don't need to see Kendall Daniels anymore running sideline to sideline. Seen it. This is the one guy, and that is the disappointing part about this. And then there are a lot of you, again, who are rationalizing, saying, it doesn't matter. He'll start the season. He'll be fine.
All right, man. Well, again, not how you start. It's how you finish. It's a long season. It's gotten longer, 17 weeks. We've talked about in the past, you know, just getting hot at the right time. Hell, the Giants made it a history of their career. That's the Giants' MO, is getting hot at the right time. Yeah. The Eagles, you know, they just went, even when they have like soap opera stuff, they still find a way to get through it. And look, I just want to see this team develop some consistency at the position. And then we can. Then if he can do it, the things which some of you guys are convinced he can do, then okay. Then he gets the extension. We pick up year five, and now we've got 3 years of Michael Penix Jr. and beyond.
And we're not talking about this anymore.
Right. And then he's your guy. You know, but I still think you want to have a sturdy backup just based on, and this goes, look, it's the case for any team in the NFL. You've got to have that nowadays. But he's even more unique because of his injury history. You have to have that.
Yeah, a few years ago, just real quick, I think there were 60 different starting quarterbacks in a season. When you start talking about backups and then the backups, and not for one team, guys. This is over the course of a season for all the teams. That's how many injuries happened at that position. And you know, a few years ago, we were talking about this because, to Mike's point about the backup, like, it doesn't matter until it matters. And you are still one play away. And you better trust that guy when you go to him, especially if you've got a competent team. Look at the Colts last year. They didn't trust Anthony Richardson to save their lives. And they went to old-ass Phillip Rivers to try to save him.
Right. I mean,
they were a playoff team.
Number one seed at the point the injury went down. And they just basically, every week, they couldn't get it.
Right.
And Richardson, like, they've sort of showcased him trying to find somebody willing to maybe cough up a sixth-round pick just to get him off the roster. But in our case, we are going to hopefully get this guy out there. We're going to have to wait a few more weeks. You're not going to see him on Friday night. And hopefully, look, if nothing else, guys, wherever you fall on this quarterback situation,
Frost.
Let's hope that Tua just plays well.
I agree.
Against Miami. So I have some degree of confidence. And if we are stuck with Tua to start week one in Pittsburgh, he knows what the hell he's doing out there.
Yeah. Look, I said this to
and
you.
And the O-line protects
him. Well, that part of it. That's a big part of it. But give him some time. But also, Mike, I said the confidence comes from having a complete grasp of this offense.
Right.
And that's just the example I will use is Matt Ryan year one with Kyle Shanahan, Matt Ryan year two. Like, it's just a different animal when you go, I know exactly what we're doing and how we're trying to do it. 404-726-0929. Shelton, welcome in. You're on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. What's on your mind, Shelton? Hey, man.
Hey, how y'all doing today?
Good, man.
I'm doing good. I want to challenge 2 points that y'all made about my boy Jack Frost. So, I hear y'all said that what would he do specifically if, like, people like Myles Garrett or Michael Parsons would have come in? And in my opinion, I would prefer to have him back there versus Tua or Penix, because by that, if we're going by that logic, you're basically saying if we was to get a sack or if our quarterback was to get hit, so don't get hit regardless. I think with him being young and healthy, and then with him having the body size that he has, I'd rather him take that hit than Penix or Tua, if you get what I'm saying.
I do. No, you look, both guys, unfortunately, are fragile. This is just the reality of it, right? We've not spent a lot of time on it because it hasn't happened again, but Tua guys suffered multiple concussions in his career. This is what it is. We know the injury history of Michael Penix. So what you're saying, I'm not going to tell you you're wrong, Shelton. I hear you. Look, quarterbacks get hit, guys. This is the part we really haven't literally spent a lot of time on, Mike. This idea that you can protect Michael Penix all season long enough that he won't feel it is just a misnomer. That's not going to happen in 18 weeks of football in the National Football League. Even if he's getting rid of the ball, he will get hit. There will be touches on him, Mike. There will be moments that make him uncomfortable. That's just that position. And so this idea like, well, you know, he won't take any hits. Guys, it doesn't happen. He will take hits.
Yeah, but, I mean, guys, you're way, 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 way overreading what you saw in Indianapolis. Yes, he looked good and he can run. But, guys, this isn't like we've got the ultimate weapon here. This is the ultimate dual threat quarterback, okay?
He looked like it.
Took what the offense gave him. The guys had their backs to the quarterback. He ran up for 25 yards and he scored. It was a nice play. Matt Ryan's in the booth. Spike it, he yells. And he did.
He did.
Which adds to the zeitgeist of Jack Strand. I'm excited about the guy.
Why are you using big words up in here?
Well, just, you know, when a man in a moment comes together and people are just losing their minds. Ooh, I mean, guys, his career rushing, 112 carries. He averages 2.6 rushing the football at Minnesota Moorhead.
That's because he's a big, strong, throwing the football in the pocket kind of guy.
But I mean, again, you guys literally, you think we just drafted like Paul Bunyan meets Mike Vick. I mean, slow your frickin' roll here.
He's pretty fast.
Come on now. Guys, now you're just being fiction. Silly. Now you're just being silly.
He was pretty fast. I mean, did you see his acceleration?
You're being a lot more polite with that caller than I would be. I mean, he's out of his mind. Okay,
you
can't put him into week one against the Steelers.
Why
he'll get,
not?
Because he'll get killed.
So will Penix if he hasn't seen any live action.
Penix at least will know. I would imagine have the common sense to get down, and do the Tom Brady routine or just throw it out of bounds. Look, I like this guy. We're excited. Hopefully, they get a chance to develop. But they're not putting him up there against Pittsburgh week one, so stop it.
Shelton, I'm with you, bro. I'm with you on this. Big, strong, take a hit.
Yeah. Again, we could do an entire show on guys who had monster days in preseason football who never played or amounted to anything in the NFL.
Are you telling me preseason doesn't matter?
Well, certain things do and certain things don't.
Wait. Are you saying it doesn't matter?
It doesn't matter.
Okay, then. Why are you so outraged about the Tua performance then?
But again, when you have first, it's got to be it's apples to oranges. When does the first preseason matter? When it's first string versus first string. When it's my starters versus your starters. When it's second string versus third and fourth string, how do I evaluate that? Let's go by the facts. Did Jack Strand look like the best athlete on the field?
Hands down.
Facts. Okay.
Hands down.
The guys he's going up against won't be in the NFL in a month.
Some of them will.
Yes, some will. Some of them will.
Fiction.
No, I mean, that's why it's important to see our first team look good against the Dolphins first team, because the Dolphins aren't expected to be any freaking good.
No, they're not.
That's a litmus test for us. Tua looking comfortable, down the field, 10 or 11 plays and a touchdown, and then you can go take your shoulder pads
off. Mike, to your point, and by the way, we're not playing fact or fiction. Would you stop it? Here's
fiction.
The thing. This is the thing about what you're saying, though. There will be people who say Tua played well because the Dolphins aren't going to be any good anyway. And they will make that as an excuse, just like the people who say Michael Penix is going to be just fine.
Right. Well, here's the deal. We go into Pittsburgh. We need about maybe 17 points to win because their offense sucks. Okay? So that's going to be the benchmark. In the NFL, you generally need 24 or more to win.
So that's Nick Folk, 6 field goals.
Yeah, I mean, you know what? It may just be that. Exactly. You know what? I'm going to bet the over on Nick Folk's field goals in Pittsburgh.
6 Nick Folk field
Didn't
goals.
Did we lose? Is that what you're telling me? Last year?
We lost, 2 years ago with Cousins, week one. Yeah.
It was here.
Yeah, it was here. Cousins.
That's when he looked stiff.
In the stupid pistol. And now Tampa Bay's learning what a tremendous offensive mind Zach Robinson is when Sean McVay's not around.
Yeah, that's the truth. Elijah in Adairsville. Elijah, man, thank you for listening. You're on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Dukes and Bell. Hey, man.
Hey, man.
Hey, man.
We're all going to play GM today. I'm going to throw my opinion in here. Listen, Tua can kick rocks with no socks. All right? He's Mr. Glass version 1. Penix, Mr. Glass version 2. He can be back up for a few weeks and let Jack Strand run this offense for a couple of weeks. And if we don't win, we don't win. And if we put ourselves in a bad situation and later on we realize that we're just not going to continue or we're going to continue to lose, then we get a good draft pick, right?
Right.
And then Michael Penix doesn't have to be thrown out there first week when he's not ready for a preseason game, which he's not going to be ready for, as we can tell.
Right.
Then how is he going to be ready for a season opener? Like, and then you got Cooper Rush, which is a decent quarterback, and he could be a really good backup. Mm-hmm. And, you know, if Jack Strand does get hurt, well, he's young. He'll be there for a while. And we were comparing Josh Allen. I mean, Josh Allen came from what was
Wyoming.
It? Not Minnesota.
Wyoming, right.
From Montana.
Wyoming.
Right. So just right. Let the guy go out there and figure it out. And if we lose, then we get good draft pick.
Yeah, but I get what you're saying.
I like his call.
I like it. You got a first round pick. You got to figure out what you got. If Penix goes after, if and when he ever gets on the freaking field, when the oft injured player finally gets back on the field, and then magically establishes himself with the man. Sorry, Jack Strand fans, he's going to be your starter for next year. It's going to be Penix first. And then, okay, we get to Jack Strand after maybe Tua gets a shot at this. I like Strand. You guys are out of your freaking minds. Get some perspective on
this. Elijah, great phone call.
I mean,
let the kid play. We lose. Nobody feels guilty.
For every Kurt Warner, there's 5,000 guys in his shoes that didn't pan out in the same spot.
And then we get the first pick, Arch Manning. Atlanta Falcons, let's go.
And again, I have to preface this by saying I like Strand. I'm not arguing with it. He hasn't looked good. Consider who he's going up against. You know? Now, if Jack is going to, I mean, this would be one of the great freaking stories right up there with the Kurt Warners or Romos or Johnny Unitas for that matter. you know, who came from, famously, a sandlot. Guy's like, what's a sandlot? A freaking playground, okay? That's where Johnny Unitas was. He was playing semi-pro football.
Who doesn't know what a sandlot is?
Apparently anyone under the age of 30, okay? There's a whole vernacular, which, again, in
who
school.
Who doesn't know what a sandlot is?
You know, my teacher didn't teach me that because there's really no reason to learn that. So, you know, I don't read books on my own, man. So there you go. So if nothing else, you learned what sandlot was today from Dukes and Bell.
Okay. All right, we're coming back.
Sandlot and where the cat goes to pee? Ah!
That's a sandbox. Shelton and Elijah, I appreciate you guys calling in and laying it down. You can call it 404-726-0929 as well. We're coming back. We got to talk some Braves, guys. The guy that I continue to doubt is doing pretty damn good. It's Dukes and Bell. It is Dukes and Bell, and you never know who's going to stop by this show. It's like we got a trap door back there, and guys call in. You never know who you're going to get. And we are excited to talk to our buddy Jerome Bettis, who's dialed us up because, guys, if you're not familiar, the name is official, and the Athens Arena team, Jerome's a part of it. The bus is here. What's going on, man? How you doing?
I'm good. How you doing?
Man, I'm terrific. I mean, Jerome, you know, life is good, brother. We're just trying to figure out our quarterback situation here with the Falcons, but that's a whole nother conversation. Let's talk about your endeavors and what's going on with this arena team, man. Get us up to speed on the latest.
Well, we just introduced the name, the logo. The team is called the Athens Crush, it is. It's gotten amazing traction so far. It just ties in the community of Athens, the entire state of Georgia. The logo, when you see it in.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's Maintain and the letter X.com/AI.
How We Met Your Mother is the How I Met Your Mother rewatch podcast with me, Josh Radner, and series co-creator Craig Thomas. Follow How We Met Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Inside the A for Athens is the entire state of Georgia. So we're representing the entire state. It's impressive.
Very cool. The Athens Crush in the IFL. Hall of Famer Jerome Bettis with us. So, man, one thing about Arena League, man, it's a lot of fun. It's usually an affordable ticket. You get your beer, get your drink on, and you watch these guys bang the snot out of each other. Is that what fans should expect to see out in Athens?
Yeah, it's fast-paced, and it's really entertainment for the entire family. It's going to be a lot of points scored, a lot of action, but it's also going to be an opportunity to get a chance to meet the players after the game. Okay, they come out on the field. Everybody can go on the field. You get autographs. It's just a complete family atmosphere that we're going to be able to come out and celebrate, and it's going to be a great time.
Jerome, this name, there's a tie-in to Athens and REM. Is that correct? Yeah.
It is a tie-in, not a heavy tie-in.
Okay, okay.
But we're very conscious of the community and REM. So it is, we're trying to involve the entire community. And so that was a big part of it. But it's not the actual part of it, but it is a part of it.
Right, because you had the old song Orange Crush back in the day. So Athens Crush, like it, man. Jerome Bettis is with us. Hey, man, got to pick your brain on the Steelers. We talked to you a couple months back about it. What do you think about your Steelers, man? I mean, this is Aaron Rodgers' last rodeo with McCarthy, and that's how we start the season up there in Pittsburgh. You got any vibe on what they're going to be like this year?
You know what? They should. You know, they should be a really good team. I mean, it's obviously, it's not a lot different from who they have been in the past. You're still gonna have a solid defense. You're gonna have a very good offense. They've really upgraded the pieces offensively, so they should be able to compete at a high level. The question is, how high? I think that becomes the only question. It's not a matter of will they be good. It's just how good will they be? Will they be a playoff team? Will it be a championship caliber team? I think Aaron Rodgers, you know, his last swan song, I'm sure he wants to go out with a bang. So I would expect this team to come out really firing on all cylinders pretty early in the season.
One of the most entertaining running backs we've seen in the NFL, guys. He is a Hall of Famer. Dude, it's been what? 10 years, 11 years since you went in?
20 years.
Wow.
20 years since I retired.
Wow. And the crazy thing is, I saw a picture recently, maybe it was at the beginning of camp, it had to be, where you had posted a picture talking about training camp, and you're carrying a big-ass TV. And I'm like, what did you hate about camp? Because now, you know, we're at this third preseason game, season's about to get going, but did you have a love-hate relationship with it, or did you love it the entire time?
Oh, I absolutely hated it. I mean, to have to go stay in this dorm room and you know, I used to have to try to get a new mattress and you know, every year you getting in, buying a new mattress and giving it away, buying another one, giving it away. It was just, it was a process that I didn't really love.
Mm. And it's pretty simple because you, now, by the way, did you have to cut weight back in the day? Did you come in like you had to put on the fat suit, or were you always ready to rock?
Well, no, I came in ready to rock. It was just by mid-season, you're like, uh-oh.
Hey, man, it happens to us all, Jay. Everybody. Hey, man, I want to ask you about the kids, man. How your kiddos doing? I know you're a proud father, man.
Absolutely. My son is a sophomore at Notre Dame. He's playing football, so I'm excited about their season. I have a daughter. She's a senior at Notre Dame. She's about to graduate, so we're celebrating her last year. So it's a very, very good time for the Bettis children. I'm excited about the season. Mm-hmm. So I'm a football fan, so it's gonna be pretty interesting to see.
They're good, man.
A lot of folks know, and the coach, very charismatic dude. They're recruiting like crazy. And a lot of folks really like Notre Dame to be in the mix, if certainly in the playoffs, if not to be in the championship game.
Did we lose the bus?
Why does it always happen when I ask the question? If you've been listening to the show since 2014, anytime a phone line drops or there's a problem with the power,
it's
always my question. You never ask the question when the power goes out.
It's fair. I don't know what it is because you've been saying this for years and we're like, what the hey is going on?
I mean, literally every time I ask the question, every time. Sorry, the phone cut out for a second there, Bus. Hall of Famer Jerome Bettis with us. We're just saying as a phone dropped, Notre Dame, you think they can win it all?
They got a good shot. I mean, the key with the season like that is your quarterback. Mm. They've got a really good quarterback. They got a chance to be really special. I think the real question is, will the wide receivers step up, my son included, and will the running backs step up? And so I think if they can answer those questions, that defense is going to be a top five defense, and you got a really good quarterback. So they've got the bones. They just got to come out and make it happen.
Again, guys, the Bus joining us. Athens, it's official. Athens Crush, the Athens Arena team, and Jerome's a part of that. And so once the name became official, we had him on a couple of months ago, and we were like, hey, once this thing happens. So he's you know, happy enough to join us here for a few minutes to talk about it. I wanted to ask you also, by the way, what's your golf game like? Have you been taking Cordell's money?
The golf game is pretty good. I'm not gonna say I'm beating up on him, but
okay.
He's having a rough time getting me.
I got you. Yeah, because he talks a lot, and I know he thinks he's Arnold Palmer out there or somebody. But I was curious, man, because I know you guys play. Jerome Bettis, man, it's always a pleasure to have you on.
Right on.
Congratulations on all this and the success. And by the way, the information for people, the website, it's out there for people who want more information about this.
You know what? I have no idea.
Okay.
I know we do have a website.
Okay.
Yes. I just don't know it.
Okay.
I'm looking at it right now.
Where am I right now?
Fair enough. No,
I'm on it right now.
Want to make sure that people, if they want to check this out and be a part of it, as you said, because it is community oriented,
right.
That they can go check this out. It's going to be a lot of fun, man. Again, Athens Crush. Jerome Bettis, Hall of Famer. Thank you, brother. We'll talk soon.
Thank you. Take care.
It just dropped right now. Literally, the information on it just dropped. You can go to a Go IFL. That's the league, the IFL.
That's right.
But again, it's the press release is out there about the logo. It's a cool logo, man. And again, REM, like, you know, she's got my orange crush. So Athens Crush is cool, cool name. I dig it. It's cool. And so you got the B-52s, you know, because you got the Rock Lobsters out there.
That's true.
And now you got the Athens Crush. And again, Arena Ball is a blast. And as Jerome said, he'll be out there from time to time and go see these guys do that thing.
All right, man. Congratulations to everybody involved.
And that's at the Aikens Ford Arena, by the way,
that's
for guys
right.
who don't know.
That's right. And I think that's a great venue, by the way, for that event or for them to play there. All right, we got more to dive into. We talked about the Braves a little bit. We need to get into that a little bit more, and we will. Grant's going to join us coming up a little bit later on. We'll find out what is on Day-Day's mind. And also coming up, Kirby Smart speaking about the controversy surrounding LSU. And today, guys, if you've not heard, the SEC put out a statement. They're not having it. The Big Ten was the first to have the balls to do it. Now the ACC met today. That's Jim Phillips, the commissioner for the ACC, and they are probably going to jump on board. All the conferences, the Power Fours, will be in agreement about guys going to the pros, suiting up, and then somehow trying to come back. It's not going to happen, and this is where this should have been from the start. We'll get into that coming up at 4 o'clock, but what's on Day-Day's mind is next. Braves win 4-3. Albies drives in the game winner with two outs in the eighth. That was clutch. It's Dukes and Bell Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We snapped the Dodgers six-game win streak. And look, it was funny because Grant, I asked him, what are you expecting this series yesterday? He said a dogfight. And that felt like it last night. It had a playoff atmosphere. Tie game, 3-3. Who's going to come up big? And then Mike Iglesias comes in and, you know, he gets a save. 28th for what? His 31st chance, I think. 28 and 31 right. chances. But, you know, it's like one of those things where you go, ugh.
Well, I guess not enough fungos to Lane Thomas out there by the track. He was not in position. And, again, I think everybody out there was like me. You're like, oh, you got to be kidding me. You got Otani on third with no outs. And then all of a sudden, Iglesias is like, and now was he Bert Hooten? He's throwing changeups. Everything was changeup city. And he got the outs. And that was amazing to see. Wasn't expecting that. I thought that great job by the Dodgers. I mean, I should say by the Braves getting to Glasnow and the Dodgers earlier, but he stopped throwing curveballs and he's all heat and the Braves couldn't touch him.
No.
And then conversely, it was nothing but singles from the bottom of the lineup, which produces the offense for the Dodgers. He actually got Otani out. So a strange game, playoff type vibe. And you and I were talking about this. I mentioned it with Day-Day on our pre-show today on Twitch and YouTube. It's called Behind the Curtain. We talked about it with Tony Gwynn Jr. yesterday. Analytics said, use the closer in the eighth. Backfired.
It did. It did. And sometimes that's why the gut, you know, you go with your gut versus the analytics. I'll tell you this, though. Elder's pitching well, guys. And if he can continue to do this, I think you may have found your third starter when you talk about who are the three men that you're going to count on heading into a playoff situation.
But the pitching to contact, and again, I thought just stuff was a little lollipop. But sometimes those guys at the bottom of the lineup for the Dodgers, they just went down and got some pitches out of the zone, too.
Well,
he just went with it. You know, these were...
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain and the letter x.com/AI.
Hey, y'all. I'm Maddie.
And I'm Poodle.
And together, we host the podcast Reality Gaze.
We are two ridiculous homosexuals who love nothing more than talking about reality television
and tearing in a new one. So whether it's 90 Day Fiancé, Love is Blind, Love After Lockup, or any other trash TV show about lonely hearts looking for love, your gay besties got you covered, y'all.
New shows every week. Follow and listen to Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcast. Reality
Gaze. Let's love.
There was no exit velo. These were just little, you know, as I said, lollipops.
But the thing is, he kept down their big hitters. Otani, right. Freeman, and Mookie, 0-for-9, guys. So when you start talking about who can hurt you, and then you effectively pitch well against him, and it's six starts where he's been really good in his past seven, that's the facts, regardless of what you might think of him. And trust me, I've said, I didn't trust him or Grant Holmes. I still had my reservations. But if he continues this, it's just hard not to look at what he's doing.
Hey, one last thing before we get to Day-Day. More surprising, that Acuna's only batting .232 and Mookie Betts only batting .236. And these are both MVP, best in a show type dudes.
Probably Betts because he's been healthier.
Right.
Probably Betts, but still a surprise from both guys. Hey, man, more on the Braves to come. More on the Falcons as well. If you're just tuning in, Michael Penix will not play on Friday in the final preseason game, even though the starters are slated to play. It will be Tua who will get some run, and then obviously we'll see what Coach Stefanski has with the rest of the quarterback situation. More on that to get to here on the show. Day-Day, what is on your mind, man? What's going on? I'm sorry, Day-Day, I can't hear you.
Day-Day, it's kind of like a Japanese monster movie right now.
Day-Day's
lip. That's better. Yeah, it was like we cannot use the nuclear bomb to kill Godzilla.
No, you know what it was like. It was like the Dolly Parton special I watched last night on ABC.
What happened?
A lot of technical difficulties right at the beginning, and maybe a little bit in the middle. But once it kind of finally got rolling, but yeah, really good special that came on around 10:30 last night because it was right after the Braves went off. I turned to that. And, they just had some issues. Like, it came on, and they were doing this, like, kind of like a montage in the beginning. And then it, like, went blank and then started over with no sound.
What?
And then there was, like, parts of it where, like, it was they were doing, like, you know, showing, like, some of her scenes from 9 to 5, and they'd show the scene, but, again, no sound. So, all in all, it was phenomenal to see what they were able to put together. But, yeah, it was very weird at first in the beginning because a lot of issues. And I even put it on Twitter. I was like, am I tripping? Is it my YouTube that's doing this or my internet?
When somebody has, you know, started having health issues, they start to put those bio packages together on the networks, Carl. Like, it was almost 10 minutes less than on nightly news on ABC about her. But, yeah, so I guess somebody in the audio room called, you're fired!
Yeah. So, but all in all, again, it was great. Really just good fun facts about her from her upbringing to just, you know, everything about her, man. So it was really good stuff. So if you did get a chance to watch it, you probably feel the same way. It was good, but again, just a lot of technical issues, and that's what that just kind of reminded me of.
Fair enough. So, we got our technical issues worked out.
Right. All right. We've been talking about baseball real quick. Did you guys know here what the Cubs did last night? Set a franchise record for 30 unanswered runs over a 3-game stretch after they took a 4-0 lead over the D-backs. Only problem is they blew that lead and lost,
but
still a good night for them from a historic standpoint. Basketball, let's go to college real quick. Auburn and Alabama announced that their basketball teams will face off in an exhibition game in Birmingham. Reportedly, if the game sells out, each team could take home six figures. So
it'll sell out. It'll sell out.
You think so?
Well, yes. I mean, like, that has, you know, when Bruce was there, obviously his son is now there, but it's a rivalry. Both programs have been really good, making deep runs in the NCAA tournament. My guess is people are excited about Auburn basketball and certainly Alabama basketball, but yeah, the fact that it's happening before the season starts gives them this opportunity, right? That's what the deal is?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. All right. And
then Nate Oates is a dirtbag.
Go ahead. Well, I'm not going to argue with you on that.
He's a dirtbag.
All right, staying in the
bigger
college,
bigger dirtbag,
right?
LSU, Wade Wilson, or Nate Oates.
Well, look, Wade got fired, and then they hired him back, and now he's still trying to break the rules.
Yeah.
It's just unbelievable. I mean, you can't make this. I mean, Bruce Pearl, by comparison, looks like squeaky clean compared to what these guys, what these dudes are doing.
The dudes.
Sorry, Diddy. Back
to
you.
No, you're good. All right, real quick, ESPN dropped their college football player ranked top 100 players ahead of the 2026 season. Shout out to Brent Key, Georgia Tech. Justice Hayes is on this list. He comes in at number 92. But Georgia with five players, Ellis Robinson coming in at number 67, Drew Bobo at 56, Chris Cole at 42, KJ Bolden at 33, and Gunnar Stockton at 31. Texas and Indiana, both with seven players on this list.
Whoa.
What?
Why you act like, why you sounded surprised? Like, Texas had seven players on the list. No. You sounded surprised.
I'm not surprised at all.
You should be surprised.
I'm surprised.
Just showing the, see?
You cut somebody for some discipline issues I saw at Texas.
Yeah, they did. Yeah. That look, was Mike,
the bad apples have to go. Okay, the bad apples have to go.
How you screw that up? You probably don't have to go to class. You're driving around in a Lambo. You're getting paid seven figures, and you're screwing that up in Austin. Happens. You really have to be a screw up.
It just shows you how disciplined Sark is. Go ahead, Day Day.
So yeah, shout out.
Fiction.
What were you saying, Day Day? I'm sorry, I was listening to you before I was rudely interrupted.
Georgia Tech and Georgia with the representation on those top 100. What do you guys think of Gunnar Stockton?
He's a really good college quarterback.
What are you saying? He's not 31 on the list?
He's built for it tough.
I mean, 31, in my opinion, 31 is actually pretty good.
Okay. Yeah,
I mean,
of all college?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's pretty good.
You know what he's capable of. Just can he do it consistently?
Here's the deal. He's not dynamic. Mm-hmm. He's really good. Mm-hmm. But he's not dynamic. That's what he's lacking, and that's why people use the phrases we use. Right. And it's somewhat of a slap in the face, but it downplays what he is. Mm-hmm. But Mike brings up Trinidad Chambliss. We talked about it, and Mike was on this kid last year. He's not that. He's not dynamic in that way. Right. But it doesn't mean that he's not a winner, and he's not going to make the right plays that win football games. And so that's where people get confused. You want to see, we all do, mm-hmm. that dynamic nature of the guy. Frost, you right. want to see that. Right. And we haven't seen that. Like, there have been moments, you know, the Tennessee game last year, he blew me out of the water, man, with those right. throws and getting them back into that game. So I just feel like that's what's missing.
Kirby came from the Nick Saban coaching tree. And, yes, Nick had dynamic players like Tua Tagovailoa and Jalen Hurts. But he also had the A.J. McCarrons. And, you know, he won a championship with Jake Coker. Mm-hmm. And that's where Gunnar is. And Gunnar will probably not be anything at the NFL level. Right. But and maybe he can be where Stetson is as a serviceable backup. But, you know, it just – the dynamic, as we always say, that super athletic, dual threat, Heisman Trophy winner, that it's all world, that guy just doesn't play for Kirby Smart. He wins it with defense and solid, Carl, not risk-taking, I guess. Or maybe they need to take more risks and be less risk-averse. I don't know. Or be willing to be a gunslinger. It depends on who you read about how Bobo's offense works with Gunnar Stockton.
Yeah. Well, look, remember when I asked you guys about the Heisman? I said, would you put something on him? And the census generally is that the offense is going to work that way to allow him to throw the ball and get recognized
right.
that way. Right, Mike? You have to throw. Those right. guys, and we've seen it. Some of these offenses, even though you may think they're Mickey Mouse and all that stuff, these guys put up ridiculous numbers and they start to get recognized. Georgia's about winning. Right. That Kirby's more consumed with that than he is.
It's not about the Heisman.
No, he's more consumed about that than he is about 4,000 yards.
But it's something you and I have talked about where, you know, I was listening to Steak and Sandra talk, the same conversation today, and I was texting Steak. I was like, last guy they had that was kind of fit that bill was Justin Fields, and they never got him on the field, you know, at Athens. You know, and it was, and a lot of that was Cheney. I don't think they even knew how to use him. I would love to have seen Todd Monken have access to a guy like Justin Fields. We'll never know. You know, that never happened. But, the best odds right now, 8-1 for Chambliss. Julian Sain is got big odds. Arch Manning, 8-1. C.J. Carr, we just talked about with the bus, is 7-1.
Yeah, he's really good, man. I'm going to go with the kid down in Miami because I think he's going to put up monster right. numbers.
Oh,
monster
the Duke transfer.
Numbers.
Darian Mensah.
Look, yeah. Guys, Mensah threw for damn near 35, 40 touchdowns last year
yeah.
at Duke.
Yeah. And he's got a great running back in the backfield.
He's going to be a problem.
That he had last year, too, also transferred mm-hmm. to Miami with him.
Yeah.
With the seventh pick in the 2027 NFL draft.
Yeah.
The Atlanta Falcons select.
What? Don't upset Penix fans, Mike.
There you go. All right.
You know he's not playing Friday.
Last thing I got for you.
I'm being generous.
Jack Strand's still here, though, right?
Frost.
All right. Last thing I got for you. If you're clamoring for your college football.
Yeah, I'm clamoring.
You don't have to wait all the way until next week. You can head west and check out West Georgia as they host Chattanooga. FCS college football begins tomorrow. A good slate of games as far as the amount. Now, I'm not necessarily saying these mm-hmm. matchups are you know, something that you want to be like.
You want to get on the books now and go ahead and pick that game?
No, absolutely not.
Okay.
You're telling me the first game of the year is in Carrollton?
In the state of Georgia.
Okay. All right. All right. You go, W. We know last year at Eastlake, we had a bunch of guys who were all from the marketing classes. They were working at the PGA Superstore tent that year. They're doing some interning and stuff, and those guys were all listening. So shout out to West Georgia, baby.
Yeah, that's the Fighting Sam Crenshaws, right?
Right, huh?
It is.
Yeah.
There's a bunch of cats that went to West Georgia.
Noel, Dylan, Sam Crenshaw. So
they're the Wolves, right? What are they?
I think they are the Wolves.
Are they West Georgia Wolves?
Yeah, West Georgia Wolves.
Know your mascots.
Good call. Good
sounds
call.
Sounds like Mike might need to put a little change on that thing.
Nobody wants to pick that game?
No.
Who they playing?
All right. So
is it on TV? Is it on TV?
All the games tomorrow, with the exception of Maine and Towson and Stony Brook and Delaware State, everything else is on ESPN+.
Speaking of that, real quick, Diddy, when are we starting, guys? I'm looking at all of you in the face.
Well, we would technically need
to.
Well, you know you're going to start slow again, so I don't know why you tripping.
Let me do something
for you. So technically we need to start next week.
Let this man back we in the would, contest last right. year.
We would need to start Look, Carl, no later than
by
Wednesday.
The way, Carl was horrible last year, a brutal start. Just let's use this as a metaphor for the Falcons. We may lose the first two out of three, and then we may rise from the ashes because Carl, for being like 14 games under 500, finished on top.
It's amazing.
We let him continue.
It's amazing.
But when do we? So when do we start next week? And much like LSU, we broke the rules for you.
Oh, whatever.
You guys, if you were 10 games out,
you chose not to.
It was so early
now. Early in the season, Carl.
That's right. That's why you never count anybody out.
You were like 4 weeks in. You were so bad so early.
Yeah,
so,
you know. Technically, we can start next week Wednesday.
I can't wait to defend my crown.
Because Georgia Tech is Thursday with Colorado. Call.
Okay, I'm on Tech. I'm going to go ahead and tell y'all right now. Don't copy mine.
I think you're forgetting about the magic that happened Saturday night down at Doak Campbell, Carl.
Let me write
that
down.
As the Florida State Seminoles start the campaign against New Mexico State.
By the way, Mike.
Are you taking the spread or are you taking the win? What are you taking on Tech?
For Tech?
Yeah, are you taking the spread?
No. There is no win. This ain't money line. What are you talking about? This is straight up, yes, the spread. I think, what is it, 6.5, right?
It was 6.5.
Wait, what you mean was?
I don't know if it's moved.
By the way, put me on the board for New Mexico State getting 31.5 on Saturday. There's no way Mike Norvell's going to cover that number.
Speaking of FSU, Mike, you see Castellanos landed somewhere today?
Yes, Castellanos, who came from Boston College, who beat Alabama doing that read option when Gus Bell's
on the offense,
is now in Texas Tech.
Yeah,
backing up the other guy.
Oh, so, wow. He's also open to taking snaps at wide receiver, his agent said, too.
Okay.
So, I bet he is.
Georgia Tech.
What's he now, 8 years in college?
Something like that. Georgia Tech is still 6.5.
Beard right. is great.
So you want that, right, Carl?
Georgia Tech -6.5.
Yes, sir. Legally rent a car.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Yes, put me down, please.
All right, good deal. Carl is going to be Georgia Tech. That's one in. Are you serious, Mike? You want that? What was it? Who did you just say?
New Mexico.
Plus 31.
Are you serious?
Mike, they'll cover. Take your squad.
The guy, what was his name? Blaze Bluzovich? What the hell, the guy, the Vanderbilt
quarterback?
He came from New Mexico State. Blaze Bluestein, whatever the hell his name is.
Bluestein.
So you want
Blaze Blokovich?
So you want New Mexico State?
And his OC. No, I don't. I got to do it. Let me do a deep dive. I got to do more research.
Okay, so
this.
Carl's
As Dimitrov would say, do your research.
So Carl's the only one putting anything in. All right, shout out to the West Georgia Wolves. Because again, tomorrow night, a whole bunch of college football, but it's all FCS tomorrow night.
Right.
And West Georgia, one of those teams representing. So if you're itching for some college football, head west. Yeah.
And don't mock me. It's fun to go to games before your season goes down the tubes. So generally, I like to go to these games early in the year.
And then
the wheels come off around October 1st.
The real question for me is, when is Norvell fired? What week?
Week 6. How's that? Okay. And the AD goes with him. It's a package deal.
Really?
Yeah, they got a clean house.
Okay.
No money, though. That's probably 10-1 best odds.
Spurrier went at y'all yesterday about that, too. You see that, Mike?
Yep. He's right. There ain't no lie told. Ball coach, click, clack.
All right, man. Good stuff, Day-Day. Coming up, guys, Kirby talks about what's going on in the recent controversy surrounding LSU. Also, speaking of Gunnar Stockton, one of our good friends used the term to describe him. We will describe it for you coming up on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork, but somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule. Automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Hey, what's up, Flies? This is David Spade.
Dana Carvey.
Look, I know we never actually left, but I'll just say it. We are back with another season of Fly on the Wall.
Every episode, including ones with guests, will now be on video. Every Thursday, you'll hear us and see us chatting with big-name celebrities.
And every Monday, you're stuck with just me and Dana. We react to news, what's trending, viral clips.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.